Now it's time for Can You Sing segment on the FDS show.
Welcome to Can You Sing segment. Today I'll be interviewing Soshoeli Davids. And Soshoeli Davids is a South African born singer, songwriter, and TV presenter who was born in Atlantis. She is the 2009 co-winner of Idols SA Season 5 alongside Jason Hartman. She released her debut album called Soshoeli, where she had an opportunity to work with Jamie Jones, lead singer of the Grammy Award-winning group All For One. She has also been seen on TVs and concerts all around South Africa. Today we are catching up with her and we'll be talking about her new single, A Little Love. Starting right at the beginning, I know it's been years, but do you still remember the feeling you felt when they called out your name as the co-winner of Idols?
I don't think I will ever forget that moment, because I mean, it was one of the biggest moments of that changed my career, basically. And yes, I remember standing there looking at my parents and also thinking like it will definitely not be me, because I was looking at the posters in the audience, and you know, every week you kind of get the radios and people's predictions of who's going home and who's winning and stuff, and it was never really me. So hearing my name that day was definitely a big surprise, so much so that I couldn't even act happy. I didn't have any emotion, actually, because I couldn't believe it was me. So I don't think I'll ever forget that moment. But until I saw my father's arms in the air, I realized, okay, so it's me. I won the show.
After being quiet for a while, what inspired you to release a new song now?
Music has always been something personal to me. I've never done it for anybody else but for myself, because music was like my way of spending time with myself and releasing my emotions. It's sort of like my therapy. So yes, I've been a little bit quiet, but it doesn't mean that I completely dropped out of music. I just focused a little bit more on myself and focused on my writing and focused on what my next steps will be in my career. And then I wrote A Little Love a few years ago, and I thought this was the perfect time to release it. So yes, I've been quiet, but I'm back, and I'm back to tell people my story and what I've learned, and I'm excited about that.
Can you tell the listeners a little more about your song, A Little Love?
So I wrote A Little Love a couple of years ago in my brother's studio with a friend of mine called Ralph Johannes. It was just one of those moments that came to me where I felt extremely under pressure by the industry, and it was one of those moments where I just needed to release my emotions and release my feelings and sort of tell myself or remind myself again why I love music. And then the song came to me where I just felt like I wish we had a little more love in this world, and we treated each other with a little more care and kindness. And I just started writing down the lyrics, and it wasn't a song that I wrote to be released that moment. It was just a song that I wrote for myself. It was a release of my own feelings. And so I didn't release it that time, and then we experienced the pandemic, and I thought it's a perfect time to release it now, because everyone right now needs a little bit more love, more acts of kindness, more generosity. I mean, in this time, it's a terrible time that we're living in right now, and people have been losing so many loved ones. So I thought it was a perfect time to release that song now. And yeah, people have been enjoying it, and I'm very proud of what the song has become.
How does it feel to be back into music, especially now during a pandemic where everything is so uncertain?
It feels awesome to be back in the music industry. I mean, like I said, I've never really left. I've just spent a little bit more time or shifted my focus to writing other than performing. But the pandemic has been very hard on everybody, and not just the industry that we are in. I think it hit everybody quite hard. But At the same time, I think it also gave people a different perspective and also shifted a lot of people's focus to what's important in life. And it sort of made me go like, what's important in mine and what I should put more focus on and how I should live for me and start living out the purpose that God designed me for. And I think that's what I did. I did a lot of thinking in the time that we had on lockdown, because we had a lot of time to sit and think about what our next moves are going to be, because life is never going to be the same again. We can get a vaccine, we can get people better, but we will always have this new way of living now because the virus is never going away. In fact, there will just be new viruses. So we need to start thinking about options and navigating our way through this pandemic so that we can attack the next one and be prepared for the next one better. But I think we are getting there. We're definitely getting there. The music business is starting to figure out how to do things the new way. And yeah, we can all now move to online shows and sell our tickets online and even go live on Facebook and sing to people there. And there are many ways to do music now these days. So thank God for social media and thank God for the internet and thank God for people that still feel like they want to support you even though they can't come and watch you live the way they used to.
What inspires you to write music and to continue being part of the music industry?
The thing that inspires me most to write music, or the things that I write about most are, people. People inspire me, and love and life inspires me, and that's the kind of things that I write about because that's the things that I experience. It's the things that I see. It's the things that I know of, and I think it's the easiest thing to write about because you can write about people so many times because people are so different from each other, and the way people respond to the same thing are so different because everyone's personality is different. So that's the kind of things that I write about. I write about life and how to go through it. I write about love, being in love, breaking up, but these days most of my focus is just on being happy. I write about happiness and how we can choose to be happy and how we should strive to wake up feeling better because it's a choice. We can wake up and make that choice to feel better. And that's the kind of things that I write about. And that's the kind of things that inspire me.
Since your song is A Little Love, what words of courage do you have for people during this testing time?
The only encouragement I have for people in this time is to start living your life for you. Is to start discovering things within yourself that you haven't discovered yet, is to start living out the purpose that God designed you to be, because life is not guaranteed and time is not guaranteed. So use the time that you have wisely and start living for you. Live out your purpose and get to your destiny.
Thank you, Socially David, for letting me interview you. And the interview was great and it was amazing.